It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued dark tonight, turning to partly light in the morning.
Yes, it will be dark, but also warmer than it's been. We're out of the woods with lowland snow, at least for now. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the forecast of this past week's snow risks and why it was so challenging to get it right. Before we go there, Cliff, what's the week ahead looking like? A lot of active weather systems right now, I'm hearing.
That's right, but not much snow in the lowlands. That's the important one. Well, today will be dark. This could be mostly cloudy today. Plenty of clouds, but not much snow. Temperature getting up to around 40. There's a few sprinkles floating around, but nothing serious. Saturday, especially Saturday morning, a relatively strong front will be approaching. So temperatures are going to warm up. The front's going to bring in some southerly flow. So temperatures tomorrow will get up to the upper 40s. So it'll seem warm, but there'll be substantial rain in the morning in the lowlands and snow in the mountains. It's important to keep in mind there will be more snow in higher terrain. I think later on Saturday it'll kind of break up. And at this point, it looks like Sunday will be the best day. It'll be partly cloudy to cloudy, but temperatures will get up into the low 50s on Sunday. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And very few showers, a few scattered showers. And then on Monday, we get a few more showers in the morning and temperatures up around 51 or something like that. So, you know, we're going to be much warmer than we've been. And Saturday morning will be the worst time.
Worst, but nothing like the past week we've had with all that snow complicating our lives and, you know, really unclear messages about what to expect from the Weather Service. I think they did their best, but this was a really hard one to forecast.
That's right. This was a very, very challenging period. Now, some things we got right, for instance, snow in the mountains. You know, we were predicting a snow dump up in terrain, and they had huge amounts of snow, feet of snow in the mountains and the Cascades and the Olympics. And in fact, because of that, the snowpack jumped. We were about 30, 40% of normal a month ago in terms of the total snowpack in our mountains. Right now we're about 95%. So huge amount of snow, huge amount of rain. The reservoirs, many of them are near full. So that we got, but there are things that we didn't do so well in. You remember the forecast for temperatures? You know, a week ago, we were talking about cooling down, and we were right about that, that it would get cold enough to snow. But our models were in error in terms of how cold it would be. We were probably forecasting 5 to 10 degrees too cold. So, you know, we were going for really extreme cold values, and it didn't happen. So we were right about getting cold, cold enough for snow, but we went too far.
Yeah, and then the timing of when the cold would collide with the precipitation coming in was really complex. So we had two big events, Sunday and Tuesday into Wednesday.
That's right. So we had two very challenging events, and, you know, they were not perfectly forecast, I'll admit it. I mean, the first one was on Sunday, later Sunday, in which there was a band of fairly heavy snow, 4 to 6 inches, that was associated with the Puget Sound convergence zone in the North Sound. So Seattle didn't get anything, but up of just go a little bit further north and up get to Everett and north, they had substantial snow. Now, that was not forecast that well. I mean, we overestimated the snow in Seattle. We underestimated the snow north, and that was due to the fact we didn't get that convergence zone, this relatively small-scale feature, quite right. It was stronger than we expected and a little further north than expected. So, you know, that's why we had a problematic forecast there. And then 2 days ago, Tuesday into Wednesday, we had that other snow event where we had this band of snow coming off the Pacific. This was a bizarre, very small-scale system. And our models were indicating that the Olympics would get snow, and then the boundary, the snow versus no snow, would be just south of Seattle. Well, we were off by about 50 to 75 miles. And so what happened was Seattle got very little snow, you know, SeaTac virtually nothing, maybe an inch as we get into North Seattle. So, you know, we got that band wrong. It was further north on the Olympic Peninsula. Port Angeles got like a foot or two, a lot of snow up further north of Mount Vernon. But we were off. And it was a very difficult forecast.
Now, it was more difficult than last year in February, that long-term snow event that we had. They got that one really right.
In fact, there were multiple snow events last February. And so a question I've been hit with on my blog and other places is, how come you did so well last February, but you didn't do so well this time? And I'll tell you why. Back last February, we not only had the cold in place, but the systems that were producing snow were much larger scale. They were associated with large scale fronts and low pressure systems that the models were able to get a pretty good handle on. So, you know, those forecasts, they were just like clockwork. We really did quite well in most of the snow forecasts last February. In this time, these two major snow events for the lowlands this time, we had a convergence zone, which is a very small scale feature. Small errors in the incoming flow can displace the convergence zone tens of miles, and that's what happened. And this other event was associated with a very, very weak upper-level trough and a weak low-level system that produced this very narrow band of snow that was displaced a little bit too far to the north. So these are very challenging forecasts that made it more difficult, and that's why we had more errors this time.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.